Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
120 on Tuesdays means Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. B.A., how are you?
What up, B?
You know, I'm doing great. It's been fun today. I've had a chance to listen to a good bit and just hearing the excitement that everybody has about a big Falcons win last night. Obviously, we talked Georgia football together, but, you know, I'm also an Atlantan, and I love big wins for, you know, city kind of engaged by all that. It's been a really fun thing to experience.
Do you want to know one weird thing that's happened in Philadelphia today as it relates to Georgia? They've turned on the Georgia Bulldogs because they think their defense sucks and they drafted so many Georgia guys. When you watch a game like last night, obviously you're watching it, you know, from a variety of different perspectives, but doing the Dog Nation Daily podcast and covering Georgia so much, when you watch all the guys from Georgia on Philadelphia's defense, how are you watching the game last night?
Well, obviously, you know, I'm rooting for Atlanta to win, but I do have a lot of affection for those Georgia players that play for the Eagles. And to be completely honest with you, you know, Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, really embraced Georgia. I'm talking about not just with the actions of drafting the players, but like verbally, talking about, you know, what a great, you know, kind of one-stop shop Georgia was. So I've said this before, it's really, really weird that like Braves fans and Phillies fans hate each other. I'm talking about like just absolute at each other's throats. And yet there's this sort of demilitarized zone around like the Eagles when it comes to former Georgia players, which is kind of a weird thing. And I guess, you know, obviously the Philadelphia folks will eventually stab them in the back and kind of turn on them what they always do. But it was kind of nice for a while to have a little bit of happy relations between the Philadelphians and the Georgia fans, at least around this topic.
A little peace, yeah. It's always nice.
B.A., what was your thoughts on Saturday? It irritated the hell out of me. I don't know. The game was just an irritating game. I give a lot of credit to Kentucky. I think they mucked it up like they needed to. But what was your thoughts on that, on the game on Saturday?
You know, there was a degree to which this is just sort of what Georgia does. They've only covered the spread one time before in the entire tenure of Kirby Smart the week before a bye. They just have a tendency to kind of sleepwalk their way to the finish line, and this was another sort of example of that. Now, it's the same thing for me, almost like it would have been, which was not before a bye, but it's a similar game, Missouri in 2022, where you start off sort of thinking, well, I guess this is going to be one of those days in which, you know, maybe Georgia's not all that impressive to at the end. I was a little bit panicked. I did not want this, you know, 42-game winning streak in regular season contest to come to an end at Commonwealth Stadium against Kentucky. And so it kind of turned into one of these deals of, I don't care if they've looked bad or not, I don't want them to lose. And obviously, for a minute there, if somebody didn't make a play somewhere, Georgia was going to. So speaking as a partisan here, it was obviously not a very pretty game. But I'm just glad that Georgia found a way to win it, because even that was in jeopardy for a while.
When you kind of start slicing it up, though, and I'm with you. Like, there's games like this. Every good team has games like this. You got to win your clunkers. For whatever reason, Georgia has not been good in Lexington. Kirby talked about it all week last week as well. Like, that's part of it. But then also, is there part of it for you that there's some legitimate concerns on offense as well, as far as maybe there's a lack of playmakers here or maybe something over there? Like, is there any real Georgia-related stuff that goes beyond just last Saturday that has your attention?
So the one thing I have not said on the show this week, and I won't say, is, trust me, everything's going to be fine. Just, you know, let it play out. And I mean, because honestly, I assume that Georgia will obviously play better, and they'll clearly play better than they did on Saturday, but I assume that things are probably trending in the direction that we all thought they would maybe before the season began. But there's no doubt there is a need to prove that in order for that to be true. You know, Georgia has played 8 quarters this year against Power 4 opponents. They've only scored touchdowns in 3 of those 8 quarters. So they've spent most of their time against the Clemsons and the Kentuckys kind of not scoring touchdowns. Even though Georgia beat Clemson 34-3, there was a long stretch of that game where it didn't do anything offensively. Obviously, long stretch of the Kentucky game where they didn't do that either. And when you watch Brock Bowers on Sunday, I don't know how much off I even had a chance to talk about that this week, because it's been, you know, obviously a busy week.
We did.
But Bowers was sensational in his second ever NFL game. And, I mean, we all know he's good, but when you see him be that good in a kind of an upset win over the Ravens, all of a sudden you're kind of reminded of, oh, gosh, that guy doesn't play for Georgia anymore. And, you know, playing offense without him is just obviously much harder. So I do, to a degree, probably think that Georgia's going to figure a lot out, and I think they'll probably figure a good bit out at Alabama in a couple of weeks. But there is no doubt, you know, given what they lost, Bowers is one of the greatest players in this program's history, and given how, you know, kind of inept they've at times seemed offensively here this season, there is definitely a little bit of, okay, you got to prove it for us to obviously know for a fact that you're going to be better, because it's, you know, we're now 2 games into the season now.
Hey, B.A., what do you think about this new order that just came down? It's talking about prohibiting the NCAA from taking adverse actions against an institution for compensating an athlete for NIL. What do you think about that?
So, obviously, I don't know, but that's never stopped me from commenting before.
Right.
So, here's what I think, 2 things, and I may be wrong on both these fronts, but I think this is going to be, whether it's the University of Georgia or somewhere else, I think it's going to be one of those things where players in the future are maybe asked to sign over their NIL rights to the university of, like, hey, don't worry your pretty little head about your NIL stuff. We'll take care of that for you, and we'll just pay you for it. But in order for us to do that, we get to use your NIL in perpetuity. So there may be some situation where players are kind of asked to sign over rights and let the university handle NIL for you, which, if that's true, may not be quite as good of a deal for the players. They should probably read the fine print on something
right,
like that pretty carefully. But on the flip side, you know, if I make an NIL payment to Georgia player X right now, that's just sort of out of the goodness of my heart. I mean, I'm having to go into my wallet and pull that out. I really don't get much for it. But if I can pay the university and then the university turns around and pays the player, if I have this right, and people should consult their own attorneys and CPAs, because goodness knows I don't have expertise in that field, I believe we may be heading for a world where this stuff kind of gets back in, like, the tax-deductible category again, which could perhaps be interesting. So, as I said before, I obviously don't know what I'm talking about, but that's never stopped me from kind of weighing in. And so those were the first 2 things that popped in my mind when this came up of, is this good for players? I'm not so sure. But this might be a little bit better for donors who maybe want some extra incentive for making their gifts.
There you go. Now when you give to the collective, you can write it off,
yes. As
opposed to just having to give to the collective. That's good. Maybe. I don't know. Sounds legit, though. Brandon Adams joins us here. We're talking some Georgia football with him. Georgia has a bye this week, and then they travel to Alabama. Alabama looked very good against Wisconsin. Texas has looked very good. They've even surpassed Georgia in the rankings. Tennessee looks awesome. As you look across the landscape of the SEC almost a month into the season, how are things different than maybe they were a month ago?
Well, I mean, I expected Tennessee to be good. That was one of the sort of preseason predictions that I've probably gotten right. But I would say that's the biggest story in the SEC thus far this year, because they have been the team that has kind of climbed into the public conscious probably the most and probably done it the quickest. I think this Saturday, Tennessee at Oklahoma, how much fun is that going to be to get a chance to see if this really is kind of for real? And I thought the Alabama game against Wisconsin on Saturday was kind of Alabama's turn to enter the chat, so to speak. You know, Georgia had that against Clemson. Texas had that at Michigan. Tennessee to a certain extent against NC State, I guess. But the Alabama performance, even if we say, well, Wisconsin's not that great, it's still on the road, mm-hmm. and it's still a thorough beatdown. And the fact that, you know, Van Dyke, the Wisconsin quarterback, gets hurt doesn't completely change my mind on that. You know, it sort of sets up Alabama as a very tough out. Even in a post-Nick Saban world, this is still going to be a very tough team to beat. They're now healthier in the offensive line than they were when the season began, and I just think it sets up as an absolute, you know, kind of hand-to-hand combat night in Tuscaloosa. A very, very big game for UGA.
B.A., when you look at just the where the quarterback position, and I'm going to go back to something Andy was talking about as far as, we talked about it as far as the you're not hearing anything coming out of camp about these receivers, and then last game, does it seem like he just isn't comfortable? Because that's what, to me, I don't want to say it doesn't look comfortable because I've seen him throw the ball. We could talk about up for, you know, the competition level, whatever. But does it look like Carson just maybe just isn't comfortable right now?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I want to be careful how I say this because I want to leave a lot of room for him to have a much better kind of final three-fourths of the season than, or at least three-fourths of the regular season. I want to leave a lot of space and a lot of room for the belief that Beck is probably going to play better. But if you're asking me, which you are, just to evaluate the first three games, I'll be honest with you, I don't think that Carson Beck's had a very good year so far. And I don't necessarily know what to attribute that to, and I don't know that my evaluation is, like, you know, should be considered God's truth in terms of how well he's actually played. But my sort of knee-jerk assumption is, you know, it seems like Beck has been less sharp, less crisp than I certainly expect him to be. And kind of in keeping a little bit to what he was a year ago when he was having his first starts ever, this Beck to me has sort of looked a lot like that. Now, as you said, okay, well, go back to the wide receiver situation. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We're not really hearing much about these guys. Right now, do they have offensive firepower they haven't chosen to unleash for whatever reason. For instance, we've barely seen Dylan Bell do anything yet. Are they saving him, or is that just not quite, you know, in the plans here right now? And then other guys you kind of sort of speak to in much the same way. I think that next Saturday, we'll keep going back to this, what a telling night that's going to be, because if you're saving anything, then you're certainly not saving it for anything but a game like that at Alabama. That's the game best. So my assumption is they will play better, that Beck will play better, and some of these wide receivers will be more unleashed in a way they haven't been here thus far. But if all we can go by is what we've seen in three games, it hasn't been anything all that great.
Now, I'm with you. I had this similar thought on Saturday. I was like, this kind of looks like last September Carson Beck. Not supposed to be this September Carson Beck, but it has so far. Hey, let me ask you one more, one that I know you're going to enjoy. What would be like the least damaging way for Florida to handle what they have to handle right now? Like, they clearly have to fire their head coach.
Yes.
But like, how can they do it and not submarine everything for a really long time?
So the only thing I think they can do is they've got to try to like pull the most unorthodox thing we've ever seen. Not only do they need to fire Napier during the season, they need to hire another coach during the season, which we never see, you know, because the only real benefit to moving on Napier this quick and having, what, the fourth consecutive failed Florida coach, which is just an amazing thing to consider, but they got to go steal somebody's coach during the season. For instance, this is a crazy thought, but just hear me on this very, very quick. Georgia plays at Ole Miss in November. What if Lane Kiffin doesn't coach in that game because Lane Kiffin's already working for Florida? To me, if you really want to change the narrative of how many failed coaches can you hire in a row, you got to go do something crazy during the season. You got to steal somebody's coach before the season even ends.
They got to pull a Hawks, remember?
Yeah.
The Hawks
fired
Nate McMillan and then hired Quinn Snyder like in the middle of the year. No one really does that. That would be insane, but also it's 2024 in college football where only insane stuff happens. So as much as I want to say that would never happen, I don't say that about college football anymore. Brandon, thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Good to be with you guys.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.